Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Monday, September 13th. Tropical Storm Nicholas is forecast to make landfall tonight near Corpus Christi, but warnings stretch along the entire Texas coast.
Some parts of the Texas coast could receive more than 10 inches of rain. Governor Greg Abbott says flash flooding could put some people at risk, and high water on roads could pose a threat too.
Your life is the most important thing that you have. Be cautious as you travel about the Houston area in the Harris County area for the next few days.
He says TxDOT's pre-positioning water-filled barriers. DPS will have search and rescue aircraft and its tactical marine unit ready.
Heed local advisories about the right and safe thing to do, and you'll make it through this storm just like you have many other storms.
Texas Task Force One has six swift water rescue boats in place, and the Texas National Guard has five platoons with high-profile vehicles. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, leaders in Houston are sounding the alarm ahead of the storm. Mayor Sylvester Turner is telling people to be off the road by sundown.
We are monitoring this storm very, very closely. And this is a storm with still with some unpredictability. But we know this is going to be primarily a rain event. And based on what we're getting from the National Weather Center, we're expecting moderate to heavy rain, especially tonight, going into tomorrow.
Some schools in the Houston and Galveston area are closing as well. Carter Blood Care says blood donations are needed now to prevent big shortages when it's needed most. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
Carter Blood Care is joining the Blood Emergency Readiness Corps, or BERC, a newly formed blood reserve aimed at preparing for emergency situations. It includes seven blood centers from five states. When Carter Blood Care is on duty, the goal will be to collect an extra 50 units of blood to set aside just in case an emergency happens. Linda Gelzer with Carter Blood Care says it won't be easy, but it is doable and it'll really help out in the event of a disaster.
We're looking at having a very concerted effort, a very intentional effort to have a supply readily available.
This week is Carter Blood Care's first week on call, and Gelzer says they need all the help they can get collecting those extra units. More information about BERC and how to donate can be found on our website, krld.com. Daily Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Arlington, police say someone was shot near Sam Houston High School. It happened just after 1 this afternoon. Police say one person was taken to the hospital. Sam Houston was placed on lockdown, and the school district is working on a controlled release. Parents and buses can go to the west side of the school on Billy Stewart Drive. The district will release students in waves to parents. The district says Adams Elementary School and Atherton Elementary School were also placed on a temporary lockdown. Police say there are no active threats on campus. Hours after Fort Worth students began the school day required to wear masks, they can now take them off if they choose. KRLD's LP Phillips reports an appeals court is blocking the latest effort to mandate masks during the pandemic.
The Fort Worth School Board had voted to require masks to protect students who are under age 12 and who cannot be vaccinated. But the Second Court of Appeals has sided with Governor Abbott, whose executive order blocks school districts from such mandates. Attorney Warren Norrod, who represents the parents who oppose the masking requirement, says those who favor the masks are trying to have it both ways.
He's in multiple times saying, look, the governor says we're going to mask up. The governor says this. The governor says that. You can't do that for more than a year and then turn around and say, oh, the governor said something I don't agree with, therefore he doesn't have the authority. I'm sorry, you gave that away last year.
Last week, parents in Allen sued their school board to take some action to protect students against the virus, and Attorney General Ken Paxton filed suit Friday against several school districts for violating the governor's order. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The murder appeal for former Dallas cop Amber Geiger is taking some strange turns. Last month, an appeals court upheld the conviction and 10-year sentence for the 2018 murder of Botham Jean. But even though they won, prosecutors didn't like language that was contained in the appellate court opinion and have asked for a rehearing. Now, the defense attorney who lost wants the appellate ruling to stand. Geiger admitted to shooting Jean after going to the wrong apartment on her way home from work and believing Jean was an intruder. There could be a decision soon on storing more nuclear waste in West Texas.
There's already a dump site for low-level nuclear waste in Andrews County, but residents and environmental groups have joined forces to oppose plans to store high-level nuclear waste there. Environmental activist Richard Halpin says the risk is too great.
If this deadly waste gets to Texas and New Mexico, I'm concerned it will be too problematic to ever move again and poison this land, our land, forever.
Local officials and the state government have taken steps to block the high-level waste from being shipped to Texas, but the authority actually rests with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The commission could issue its ruling on the permit as early as today. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It seems like everyone is moving to Austin these days, including the It Couple of the Year.
Bennifer 2.0, who made their reunion official on the red carpet at the Venice Film Festival, have rented a condo in Austin and will be spending some time there. Ben Affleck will be shooting a new action thriller with Austin-based director Robert Rodriguez. Jennifer Lopez won't be there full time, but we are sure she'll make a few appearances in the Texas Capitol before the couple heads back to Los Angeles at their permanent home. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.